Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. Ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday, particularly for the cattle futures. The hogs actually also mostly higher yesterday as well.
You're right. We did see yesterday, Dave, a fantastic day for the livestock futures. We saw the feeder cattle once again lead the upside, pulling the live cattle along with them. Most of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts yesterday had their highest trade since early January of this year. Now, as far as fresh news out there that fundamentally pushed this market higher, I cannot really pass none along. We think more than anything, we saw good technical buying. We saw buy stops being tripped on the way up, giving us the big gain to the upside. There was a little talk of the possibility, and we have not been able to confirm, of some 161 cash trade taking place. Now, choice box beef yesterday dropped $1.86 to the downside. Selects were down $3.14 on a total movement of 173 loads. Daily cattle slaughter, 116,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 34 cents yesterday. On the close, August live cattle were $1.32 higher. August feeder cattle, $3.52 higher. And July lean hogs were up $1.30.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, it was kind of an unusual day for them as well. The wheat futures ended up split. Chicago was higher, Kansas City lower. The corn futures higher. The soybeans, though, continued to struggle, and they were lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw a very mixed trading session yesterday. Probably the best news, especially for wheat, was the fact that Kansas City wheat finally stopped its three-day double-digit string of losses. We was only down a couple pennies yesterday in Kansas City wheat. We did not really have any big news yesterday. Egypt did buy 240,000 metric tons of wheat from a combination of Russia and Romania. This was no surprise, as the U.S. wheat is still overpriced in the world market. Now, this morning, we will see the weekly export sales come out. They're a day late because of Monday's holiday. And also today is the final trading session for the month of May. The overnight trade has been in light volume and mixed trade. At the moment, July KC wheat's down a penny. July corn's up 2.5 cents. July soybeans down a half a penny. July cotton is trading 52 points higher. July crude oil, 71 cents higher. The June dollar index is down 2.5 cents. And the June Dow Jones futures trading 21 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Now, that's going to wrap it up again for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.